Atouni is a candidate for parliament. A stable Lebanon matters to her more than most. Her father was MP Gebran Touni. He was assassinated in 2005. His murder was widely seen as revenge for his outspoken criticism of Syria's political control over Lebanon. Naila Touni believes outside forces are still a major threat to Lebanon.
We don't know if they will continue to kill us, if they will continue to kill who's not with the Syrian regime, who's not with the Iranian project, who's not with Hezbollah, and who's not with all these people. We don't know, because we're asking about our freedom, sovereignty and independence. Maybe they will kill us. Nobody knows.
Boutros Harb is a Lebanese member of parliament up for re-election. He also believes that improving security in Lebanon is key to improving life in the country.
We consider that building a country, a stable country, without everyday war and transforming Lebanon in a field of struggles and continuous struggle will help the Lebanese to have a better economy, a stable economy, and will help the Lebanese to have a better standard of life.
The desire for safety and political stability for the elections is reflected in the streets of Beirut. This man says, as long as there is safety and security, everything, even the economy, will benefit. This woman says security is the most important, but the Lebanese forces will be out for the elections, so she is not afraid. Lebanon has suffered long periods of political violence and upheaval. In 1975, the country spiraled into civil war that lasted 15 years. Then, just 4 years ago, a number of assassinations saw the former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri killed, as well as Gebran Touni. Many blame their murders on neighboring Syria, an accusation that Damascus has always denied. Naila Touni says her father's vision of a strong and independent Lebanon is what inspired her to run for a parliamentary seat.
For him and for my country, and because I love my country, I decided to present myself to the election. I believe in what he said and what he wants for the country.
The desire for stability in Lebanon seems one that everyone wants. The challenge for politicians will be making that dream of security into a reality. Mandy Clark, VOA News, Beirut.